So I am a local behavior consultant. I work at Rocky Mountain Behavior Analysts, where we work with individuals with developmental delays, autism, Down syndrome, and part of my goal working there is to develop my education and experience as much as possible so I'm better able to serve the individuals that we serve. And this has led me to find out about Global Autism Project. It's a nonprofit organization that is working to bridge the gap between awareness and acceptance of autism globally. So I will be traveling to India for 2 weeks in October, working at a school there and helping to train and develop culturally sustainable and relevant practices with the individuals there and their families.
Have you traveled much in your life?
I love to travel. So I have not been to India, but I'm really looking forward to being there.
Are you going to a big city or do you know?
I'm actually going to Chandigarh, so northern India. And I'll be spending 2 weeks there.
Right. So you'll work with patients individually then? Is that how they do it?
So it is a school and they have individuals age 3 to age 45 there. So once an individual gets a diagnosis or they need a little bit extra help meeting their goals in everyday life, we are going there to help support them in any way we can.
Are you also instructing the teachers then?
We are. So we are working with entrepreneurs, other professionals, leaders in the community to help empower the individuals that live there.
That sounds like a pretty pretty strict agenda. I mean, you've got to get a lot done in a short time.
We do. We are only there for 2 weeks. I get to go for 3 days to New York beforehand to meet with my team and develop a plan. And we are there for 2 weeks, but our support does not stop.
You know, when you sent the note, I thought it's probably 2 years. They can't do all this in two months or something. No, that is, there's
two
a lot
weeks,
going on.
Yes, but the support is consistent remotely. So Global Autism Project is there to support the centers that we work with throughout the year, but we are there on site. Global Autism Project does travel February, July, and October throughout the year and visits these centers repeatedly.
Are you going alone?
I have a team with me.
No, so. a team, but is the team anybody from our office?
No, I am going alone, and they encourage that because part of this is building the conversation about autism and meeting new people and developing that network so we can raise awareness and acceptance globally.
Any new research out on autism at this time, Lori?
So it is advancing. In fact, approximately in North America, 1 in 55 individuals are diagnosed with autism. So it is increasing, and that is because we are developing more awareness about it. We are able to do the assessments that are able to identify when somebody does have these skill deficits or challenges or their unique personalities, and we are having advancements in that, so we are able to serve these individuals better.
How does Canada look on the autism chart? Are we pretty high there for learning?
We are about 1 in 55 individuals in Canada, or sorry, 1 in 66 in Canada, 1 in 44 in the US. So Canada does have a high number of individuals with autism, but actually 85% of individuals diagnosed with autism are in developing countries.
You must be a continual studier.
I love learning. I love education.
I can tell because you're not looking at notes for people that are maybe driving by or whatever.
I have them.
Gee, good luck. When do you take off for India?
I leave October 10th.
And that's the first stop in New York, you said?
First stop is in New York, and we are required, as a part of being a team member of Global Autism Project, we are required to fundraise. And that's what sustains this company and allows us to support these individuals. And part of fundraising is having those hard conversations, those real hard conversations about what are we as community doing for these individuals. So that's my goal, is to just raise awareness and acceptance, get the conversation going, and raise funds so we can help support not only locally, but globally.
Okay, well, how can people donate to this then?
I do have a GoFundMe set up. So social media has been a great tool in that. People can find me on my personal Facebook page, Lori Nelson, or on my Instagram, it is Lori Nelson spelled backwards, so I roll Noslin.
Oh, I see. Very good. And it's Lori with the L-O-R-I.
Lori, L-O-R-I Nelson, yes.
Gosh, you graduated
2006, I graduated. Yeah.
Very good. Were you living in Galloway then?
We were not. No, my family grew up there, and we do still have a cabin out at Rosen Lake there. So we spent a lot of time out in that area, and it's one of our favorite places to be.
I met your dad right here in studio.
Yes, he's spoken here a few times.
Talking about the Cranbrook Colts.
Yes.
And the dedication. Gee,
yes.
Wonderful. Lori, I hope you can maybe do a follow-up when you return from India.
I would love to do that.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yes.
And good luck. Stay safe and good luck with what you're doing in India.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Lori Nelson, and the name of your company again?
Rocky Mountain Behavior Analysts.
Live in studio visits here on 107.5 Today FM, a presentation of College of the Rockies here in Cranbrook.